Heavenly Father, as we begin this study, I ask that you would overrule all my human frailties, that what is spoken, what is shared here will be only what you would have to be put upon this tape. And I ask that you would accompany this message to whoever may hear it, and let your Holy Spirit use it as a tool to contribute to the revival that needs to take place among your people at this hour in Earth's history. Lord, help this information be of such a nature that we would realize that the work that's going on in the most holy place above is about to finish. And we thank you for the privilege of such wonderful light here at the end of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. This series that we're going to begin at this time is not particularly the series that I wanted to do, but providentially the Lord has kept bringing me back to this subject. I've known that I needed to specifically address this subject for quite some time. It's material that I refer to in several of the presentations, but it's material that appears to be widely misunderstood in Adventism, but material that should be clearly understood in Adventism. The reason that I say the Lord has directed me to present this is over the past several months, as I prepared for the audio presentations we were going to send out in the newsletters, I've had two or three on my mind that I wanted to do. I want to make a defense of Daniel 11:41, and I knew that to do that well, from my point of view, I wanted to present the story of Gideon first, so we got that underway with that in mind. And when the subject of Gideon was done, it was just too much information taking place in the world not to do a presentation demonstrating that the current events are taking place around us that the Great Controversy so clearly speaks about. And of course, that was our last presentation. And if I had my choice right now, I would be doing a little series on Daniel 11:41. But way back when we began the Gideon series, there was a series of interactions that took place in my life that made me have a burden to present this subject we're going to present. One of those was I had done a series of prophetic studies at a church, and when I was done, the pastor's wife afterwards out in the parking lot began to tell me that she was sure that probation closed for all mankind at the same time. And this is one of the issues we're going to address in this study. This study